Okay, so like nothing, no like blue light or okay. I mean, it might be tough because, you know, that's all they really do. Yeah, but I'm sure they'll get through it. I'll take care of them. Yep. And, how long? For how long? Okay. No, I can do it. It's just, unfortunate, you know? So is this the room? Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay.
Hey. I didn't expect you to be awake. Hi. First and foremost, you scared the shit out of me. I mean, I got the call from the hospital and I thought the worst, you know? Kind of put, like, my whole life into perspective. Yeah, you had me thinking back on the good times and whatever. Okay. Not messing around anymore, but you have a concussion? Great. So you can't be out in the light. You can't watch TV for a while. Yeah, you just gotta sit in the dark. It's gonna be tough, but no phones, you little iPad kid. Yep, none of that. They told me that you'd be able to watch TV eventually, of course, but you're gonna have to stay in dark lighting for like a week, 2 weeks, depends, he said. Yeah, how did that happen? Let's rewind real quick. Before you start complaining about the consequences of your actions, would you like to let a bestie know? Okay. Well, you're stupid. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. You're not stupid. Why? You need to take more care of yourself. Yeah, I always tell you. Well, I don't mean to. It's just like you're always doing stupid stuff. And it scares me. Because, like, what if instead of showing up at the hospital, I show up at your funeral? I don't want that. You think I'd want that? Yeah, so we could be buried next to each other. Shut up. No, but for real. Like, you gotta start thinking about stuff. You're getting older now. It's like responsible and stuff. You're not. This is gonna sound like we're 80 years old, but you're not young anymore, you know? You can't bounce back from stuff as easily. I'm trying not to mom you. But like, seriously. I'm being so for real. Take care of yourself, please. Yeah, well, I have to take care of you now since you have a concussion. Tommy. Anyways, I have to sign you out and all that stuff. Ugh. I hate hospitals. I know nobody really likes hospitals, but I hate hospitals. The wait time is insane. Like, my butt is numb from waiting. So we have to wait some more. Isn't that nice? Because the nurses are checking and whatever they do. I'm not a nurse, so I can tell you. Ask them when they get back. Well, stupid thing to ask then. If you can't ask them, then you'll never know. Oh. You know, I really should let this go. I really should, but like, I'm not lying. When I got the phone call, it just, every time I get a phone call, everything just runs through my head. Yeah, well, you know how I was like, well, like I said, I didn't say it outright. But, like, it's like I missed out on, like, huge opportunities, like, with you. Well, better time than ever to say it, I guess, but I haven't just thought of you as, like, my friend. No. Well, I go to the store, right? And I see those little frogs, you know, the ones, like, and I think about you every single time. Every time I see a frog in general, I think of you. And I learned how to make your favorite meal. I think about you before I go to bed. You're the first thought that I wake up in the morning. I gotta text you. I gotta say good morning to you, or else, you know, it's a bad morning. I have to talk to you all the time. It's like you're always on my mind, and it's not like I'm rambling. Point is, I think of you way more than I should for us to be friends. The concussion hurt your cognitive abilities, doesn't it? Oh no. I know you know what I'm talking about, but you just want me to say it, right? Because you're that kind of person. And I would only know that you're that kind of person because I love you. I've been in love with you. It just took me, you know, babying you for months for me to figure it out. Yeah. I love you. Oh, that must be them with the papers. Terrible timing, I guess. I'm gonna go sign those so you can get out of here. You can stew on that information that you will. I'll be right back. Okay, the papers are signed. You're all ready to go. Whenever, you know, you are ready. Do you need any help with anything? Or do you need me to leave the room for a little bit? Sorry? Before that... Well, we gotta get you out of the hospital. I don't... Why reap on the past right here, right now? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to avoid it. I just think we should get out of here first. You know? We can talk about this at home. Okay, fine. Let's talk about it. I mean, I've already said my piece. Yep. You heard it. And I will not be repeating it. Let's make that clear right now. Because I don't indulge people in things that maybe they're not worth having. You know what I mean? Well, why would I repeat something like that if you don't feel the same? You know, maybe it's just like one-sided, and if I keep repeating it, I'm just boosting your ego. Alright. Then prove me wrong, Daredevil. You can leap into a concussion, but you can't leap into my arms, you know what I mean? That was stupid. No, I know. So what do you gotta say? You know what I said before? Like, I know you're just waiting for me to tell you, so why don't you tell me? Thank you. I mean, I knew. But it's great to hear. Now I know how you were feeling. Yeah. I'm a little flustered. It's true. But, here's the thing. When we get out of here, and you know, stuff happens because it's gonna happen. You're not doing this anymore. I'm tired. You are just... Listen, I love it. I love that you have your hobbies and things that you like, right? But can we just, like, wear a helmet? Can we just, like, not put ourselves in dangerous situations? Because that is going to make me die of a heart attack at a younger age than I should. Okay. See, now we're getting somewhere. If only You listened to me the first 300 times I said that. Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't want your soon-to-be girlfriend to die of a heart attack. Yeah, soon-to-be. Unless, you know, you don't plan on it, which if you don't, then I might as well just get out of here. Yeah, I'm joking. Always joking. But, you know, unless you want to start this in a hospital room, you know, we could go home and cuddle and listen to music because you can't watch TV. Yikes. Bad way to start off the relationship. I'm teasing. You should know that by now. Yeah. I mean, no, it'll be good. It'll be good. We can listen to, ooh, you know what I want to listen to? You're not gonna like this. I want to listen to old Miley Cyrus. Please. Okay, then we'll listen to my little chilled playlist since you have a headache. It's okay. I'll take care of you. I'll take good care of you. I always do, don't I? Mm-hmm. But your soon-to-be girlfriend is getting extremely angsty in here. Like, I need to get out of this stupid hospital. Yeah, well, you gotta ask me. I was the first to confess, so you're gonna ask me. Anytime you want. Hopefully soon, because I'm not very patient. Like right now. Let's go, please. I would really like to leave. So I'm gonna restate what I said before. Do you need any help or? Okay. Well, you're gonna need help later because you have to wear this little number right here. Yeah, the doctor said you have to put it over your eyes, but it's dark out, so I don't really know why. I guess, like, the street lights and stuff. Well, also for, like, daytime, I guess. I don't know. He told you to put it on. So I'm gonna have to guide you like a service dog or something. That'll be fun. That'll be really fun. No. Let's just, here, I'll help you. I mean, come on. Shit. I won't do anything, okay? Just, okay? Come on. Let me help you. No. I got that. Just, you go get dressed, okay? Okay.